organización de las presentaciones desde la última vez que las vieron, y lo que queremos hacer es tener las actualizaciones de la presentación para tener el feedback de ustedes, si algo se necesita agregar o cambiar, y alguna sugerencia que ustedes nos puedan enviar. Acá tenemos la presentación final de la propuesta el jueves. ¿Hay algo que quieran agregar a esta presentación? Bien. También el slideshow fue enviado por email. Si no lo recibieron, lo van a recibir en cualquier momento en sus computadoras. Una pequeña intervención. Los intérpretes están interpretando, y el costo y el beneficio de el tema de los intérpretes es algo que no sé si todos estamos hablando acá en inglés, si es necesario que estén los intérpretes y que los intérpretes puedan ir a almorzar. No sé si esto se les notificó esto a los intérpretes.
And Matthias, are unfortunately, yeah, I don't have those kinds of email addresses. That's why I don't. Yeah, it's been sent there, so I don't know. I'm just trying to pull it up myself here. Are you mailing it?
Just on the first slide there, Annalisa, I think we need to ensure that we have, as we've heard, no less than three times now to my count at this meeting. I won't start counting at other meetings, but at this meeting, at least three times, where our new ALAC member, Jean-Jacques Soubrenet, who was, after all, the chair of the Public Participation Committee, has pointed out to either us or, in the last instance, their accounts and finance staff of ICANN, inclusive of the COO/CFO, that the use of the words translation and interpretation would be better replaced by linguistic or language services. And I think we need to make that tidiness up now. So if we use language service tools or linguistic, I wouldn't go linguistic personally. I think that's a little more complicated. I think my personal preference, and perhaps we can poll the room, is for the use, strengthen its insert language services and tools.
Thank you for that, Cheryl. I'm making the change right now. Language services and tools replaces translation interpretation tools. Thank you.
Okay, so there's the first slide. We have the co-chairs written. Is there any opinion about the first slide and if we want to add all the names to the working team on the first slide? I've got one not necessary. Two not necessaries. Okay. Thank you. So we'll move on to the next slide. Okay, so this is the overall partial list of proposals. So if everyone just read through that and see if something jumps out at you that maybe is missing or needs to be embellished.
May I?
Yes, Seth.
Thanks. You know, I was just thinking, since time is going to be limited, obviously, and efficiency at a premium, if I remember correctly, this is basically just a, as it says, a partial list of proposals. One, I guess my question is, why partial? How many more are there? Why not make it a complete list if you want to start with a whole list? And
okay.
If you want to start with a list. And actually, why start with a, if you're going to repeat them all over the next simply three or four slides coming after, do you think we actually need to start with a page that
That's a good question, Seth. And in fact, why don't we hold that thought, move on to the next slides, and come back to this one, and then maybe that'll be clear. So, Matthias, please, the next slide. Oh, Sandra?
Yes, I have a slight comment on this slide. Can you go back, please? I would appreciate if you could not mention Euro SSIG because this excludes the SSIG taking place in Latin America. So we should generalize this to either ISSIG, which stands for International Summer School on Internet Governance, or to SSIG, which is a more or less accepted and common acronym, but not only Euro SSIG. Thank you.
Okay, so Sandra, the removal of the Euro, but keeping SSIG?
That should be okay.
Okay, thank you. And let's look for that again in a subsequent slide. We may see that again. Thank you. Okay, so next slide, please. So Rex 3, these are all the recommendations of 3. And it was nice that it all fits on one slide. Does anybody have a thought in the room about the blue title, overall status, almost complete? Are we okay with that status? Seth?
Thank you, sorry. Yes, and I'm not sure what my complaint is, my suggestion is, but I think that's, with the exception of Work Team A, that's almost virtually... I think that here's what I guess my question is, or my suggestion might be. The end product of the work team, if it is proposals, then why don't those present, especially the co-chairs, simply do the remaining work based on the discussions that have occurred to turn that overall status into completed? I mean, why bother? You've 2 days. Why not make it completed?
Okay, so the first one says the working team recommends the ALAC ensure the amount of at-large information already available is organized and properly.
Okay, what would need to be done to complete that, for example?
So we've all agreed to recommend that. So are you saying that? So what this slide show, if I understand right, it's leading to our final proposal on Thursday, right, to the ALAC. So Thursday's piece will be the final proposals?
Yes, unless there's some that for some reason can't be whipped into shape by Thursday.
Okay.
And I think it's just an issue of doing some research into the meeting minutes to find any details that you'd want to add to the proposal, and doing some wordsmithing is my guess.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
In my usual democratic mechanism, change the words almost complete, remove them off the slide, change 3.1.3 to complete, assuming that the rest of the work team agrees with me in the following, that the text 3.1.3 on this slide is changed to read, the work team recommends that the ALAC with the RALOs create and distribute a brief orientation instruction, blah, 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 until we get to the words that end with tools. So take the rest of the sentence that says that work team B is suggesting the ALSs begin using away, it's redundant, and put in your recommendation is, or our recommendation is, that the ALAC working with the RALOs. And if they don't work with the ALSs, then really it's a regional problem, not ours. Create and distribute a brief orientation instruction package to the communication and collaboration tools that ALSs are beginning to use.
This is Gordon.
Yes, go ahead, Gordon.
To follow up a little bit on what Cheryl was saying, and to flog a dead horse of my own, if you are making a statement that you're going to suggest that the ALSs use a particular set of communication tools, it's going to sound great in a meeting here. If I take that to my ALS, I'll be drummed out, because a lot of the ALSs are technological in nature. We have communication tools of our own, and I'll reiterate this from the last meeting. The last survey told us what the ALSs use as communication tools, and we're perfectly capable, especially with Dave's idea of using Posterus as what he himself referred to as a syndication tool, which I like very much. We can support that. We can mention to them that ICANN uses a set of tools that they may choose to use along with us to coordinate efforts between the two organizations. But to make a statement that we're going to suggest to the ALSs that they use a set of tools is going to cause real trouble.
I definitely want the work team is suggesting out of the sentence totally. And I thought I'd said it clearly enough that it is that the ALSs begin to use. So we're also not closing that, that is then a continuing. When new tools come up, this is something that's maintained.
Okay, so Gordon and Cheryl, for that last 3.1.3, does it fit what you're saying? Next step is to create and distribute a brief orientation instruction package.
No next step.
Oh.
It starts 3.1.3. Work team recommends the ALAC working with the RALOs create and distribute. Keep all the words until you get to the words collaboration tools. Then make sure it says that the ALSs begin to use.
So work team recommends the ALAC working with the RALOs. Something collaboration tools ALSs are beginning to use.
You're telling us to make a brief orientation instruction package, right? To the communication and collaboration tools that the ALSs begin to use. Or that the ALSs use. Delete begin. Gordon, do we need begin or just that they use?
Did you get that far? Did you
type it in?
Okay, great. And 3.1, Fouad, are you making the changes there? I wasn't able to do those fast enough, but if you got them, I'll move to the next slide.
Gordon still has a point to raise, sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Gordon. But Gordon, can you speak much closer to that mic? Thank you.
The direction I'm trying to push this in is that the tools that we're talking about here are tools that are being offered to the ALSs to ease their collaboration with ICANN. You know, anything that smacks of the suggestion that, hey, ALS, you should be using this tool is something that I'm very uncomfortable with. And I suspect, and I'm speaking here for my ALS on this. But if you're saying that there's a set of tools that we're offering as part of a collaboration package with ICANN, I think that would probably float.
Yes, Deb?
How about available that are of communication tools available to ELSs? How about that?
Thank you, Deb.
Available?
Available to ELSs. So it's up to the ELSs if they choose to do it or not. But once they're aware of it, then you can...
Happy with that. It's less words, and I like less words. And it's still doing what I was trying to do in a rather backward way.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. So shall we move to the next slide for recommendations 4? Go ahead. Thank you, Matthias. Okay, so recommendation 4, educating and engaging the ALSs should be an immediate priority. Compliance should be a longer-term goal. So these were the main proposals that Fouad and I, and with the help of Seth, put up. Excuse me, Fouad?
Sandra, I think what she's got on there is okay because it just talks about Diplo, not the specifics. Can you just double check?
Hello? Yeah? I would exclude Diplo Foundation or SSIG. I mean, we can keep it more generalized. We don't have to point that. I mean, there are a lot of educational programs going on. Suitable partners maybe could be an idea. I've seen that AFRALO has made a proposal for the year 2012 to have educational programs back-to-back with the ICANN meeting in Africa, or there are also proposals with the back-to-back with the IGF, so I would keep it more general.
Are you okay, Fouad? Yeah. Fouad, I noticed we didn't put in the left, that's my fault, but we don't have all the lists of the number 4s. Are we going to want to do that, do you think? Maybe you and I offline would...
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Gordon. Oh, Dev. Sorry, and then Gordon after Dev.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'm looking a little bit... the wording of the second one, outreach to ALSs via their own Confluence pages for two-way communication with ICANN. What exactly is the for two-way communication with ICANN?
Well, if I remember right, we were wanting to reach out to the ALSs and let them know things like new communication tools that were being suggested, but at the same time we wanted their input and voice to come back. Gordon, Gordon was next, Darlene, and then
okay.
And then we'll hear from you.
It's just further on that point, but okay.
The use of Confluence pages is probably going to be accepted as one of the ways. However, again, the primary way of communication, at least with my ALS, and the one that will work every time and that where everybody is the mailing list. That's one item. I don't say the Confluence pages shouldn't be used, but the primary world of communications with us anyway is that. Further to that, the very third proposal sort of assumes that most of the ALSs are going to elect to use Adobe Connect rooms for their meetings. And I'm directed by my ALS's board to say that we very likely will not. We don't have any need for that kind of thing because 90% of our meetings, even in our outreach, is face-to-face, one. And secondly, if we do go to an automated Connect room system, it is unlikely for a couple of reasons having to do with our policies with Adobe Connect. So that recommendation tends to be rather specifically targeted. Maybe you want to say something about outreach to the U.S. to the ALSs via, for example, offerings of support of the use of Adobe Connect rooms for meetings.
Okay, I'm going to go to Darlene and then Cheryl after Darlene.
I Thank you, very Gordon. Much agree with Gordon's wording on that third one, you know, to make it available if they wish to use it, that, yeah, offer it, yeah, whatever it's like, but not. And back to that second one, having a Confluence wiki page for each ALS will not make for two-way communications with ICANN, because ICANN is not going to read each ALS's Confluence wiki page, and if I update mine, it's not going to be a two-way communication thing at all. So I just really, really disagree with that second one.
That's a good point. Go ahead, Cheryl, and then Fouad.
Thank you, Annalisa. I had huge issues with two-way communication with ICANN, and it's been well covered, so I won't do it to death now. Yes, I will. I think what we need to do is, first of all, change the format of this slide. Why is it not in exactly the same form as the previous one? I am confused. I would, as ALIC, like to get the same clear language. The work team recommends that. Training program modelled after Diplo Foundation and Fellowship to coincide with each, and I think we would probably like to say, as we agreed earlier, not just ICANN meetings, with each ICANN meeting and or suitable meetings in the internet ecosystem to start in fiscal year 20, blah, blah, blah. Next one should say, the work team recommends outreach tools such as Confluence pages for each ALS be offered. End of sentence. Work team recommends. In fact, we probably don't need to split them. We could say work team recommends outreach tools such as, and then add, and as a second example, Adobe Connect, and say nothing about for their meetings, just for their use.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. And Fouad? Okay, yes, Seth.
Thank you, sorry. I was actually just going to point out that if I've overheard the conversations between our two co-chairs correctly, of course, some of what Cheryl was just suggesting you have on your to-do list and are planning already, the consistency of the slides, et cetera. But I think we all understand that this is just a draft, draft two of what's going to be 13.
Absolutely, and we're really appreciative of everybody's input, because this is as far as we could take it without the whole team participating.
I'm not going to back off regardless.
No, we need you're a member. You are a valued member of Working Team B, Cheryl. Please speak up. So, okay, good. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next slide, because the next two slides are much more involved than the first two. So, Matthias, if you don't mind, please. So number seven. They're supposed to be on the left. So you guys aren't. The one on the left. Have these been different every time? Anyway, the one on the left is the one I'm talking about. Oh, this, I guess, shows the updates as of today. Or I don't know. I don't know what happened to the one on the right. Anyway, everybody look to the left. And you can see we're going to update the slide for recommendation number four. We're going to update it to show all the subrecs. Yes, but 4 didn't have what 7 has, and I just wanted to mention that 4 will have what 7 has, because we have that. It just wasn't up there. But so on the left column of the 7 slide, 7.1 is completed. 7.2 is proposed. TRG stands for the training. I'm sorry, Fouad, what was technical?
It stands for the Volunteer Permanent Technology Review Group, STRG. The Permanent Volunteer Technology Review Group.
So we had spoken in our earlier meetings about volunteer technical support.
Review group.
Yeah.
We are not going to provide technical support. I just want to be really clear on that.
Okay, review. Okay. So we. Okay, this acronym TRG is up for negotiation, right?
I'm happy with technical review group, but can we have it footnoted that it is a volunteer technical review group so we know what TRG means?
Actually, in the first slide, in the very first slide, it's mentioned. As volunteer permanent, these are just two keywords, technology review group. It says technology review group.
But I do like Cheryl's recommendation that right here on this slide,
and I'm what do you mean by permanent?
The word permanent is just being used that ALAC approves a volunteer group, which is on a continuous basis.
Well, let's keep it to things that fit within our rules of procedure. Mm. So what you are recommending is a standing working committee be formed for technical review. And that will actually be a ALAC standing committee hyphen for technical review. Group will be redundant. Right? It's a standing committee, so it'll be ALAC SC hyphen TR.
So TRG has been changed to
SC hyphen TR. And make sure you've got the footnote that says that is an ALAC Standing Committee Technical Review.
And we're eliminating the word group and adding ALAC. Okay. Does that sound good, everybody? Okay, thank you, Cheryl. So the Standing Committee for Technical Review will replace all of those TRGs. And when we get to 7.2.3, we've added plus IT staff. Fawad, can you add something there? Explain that one.
In discussion with the IT staff, wherever it says ICANN staff, it's basically IT staff is all ICANN IT staff. Roman, we've been having that discussions with him. Roman and Carol, right? So they continue. Wherever you see staff written, it's being done. Reviewing it together.
Why?
Because some things have to be coordinated with them.
Ah, some things do need to be coordinated with them, but that's the job of the Standing Committee Technical Review to have a liaison point with appropriate staff. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the terms of reference that are set up when the ALAC set up its Standing Committee. Okay. So what you can recommend to the ALAC is that as part of the terms of reference for its standing committee, it has a liaison point with ICANN IT staff.
Yes, Darlene, go ahead.
Fawad, just a really quick one, just for my own sensitivities. Can you put an enter, an extra enter after Confluence pages? Because those Confluence pages and Adobe Connect rooms shouldn't be smooshed together. Mm. Sorry, I'm just, oh my God, typo. And just a very quick question. I had thought that in our previous telephone conferences, Roman was going to show us how to use the Adobe Connect rooms for our own meetings. I thought that that was supposed to be here at the San Francisco meeting, and what's happening with that?
Seth, Heidi. Heidi, please.
Okay, thank you. Darlene, yes, actually Roman is here if you want him to talk about that. But during tomorrow's regional secretariat's meeting, Carol and Roman will be here to show you not only the ALS pages, which you will, a bit of a surprise, They're already getting ready. And the also the Adobe Connect for each of the five regions. Okay.
Nice. Thank you. Thank
so
you very much.
So what do you propose to elect them? It's already been done.
Okay, so let's see. It's going down the list.
You can use that as a reference.
Okay.
Thank you, Roman. Okay, I'm looking at 7.3.4 is dependent on implementing 7.3.3. And let's see. And implement 7.4. Let me look at the notes here. If any of you are looking at the PowerPoint in your email, there's notes down below with the details of each of the subs.
No, thanks for that. Can we also just, as we have in previous slides, make it very clear on the right-hand side of this page that has now disappeared, so the right-hand side of the left-hand page, that these main proposals, I have a problem with main proposals and the set of options.
Oh, okay.
Being listed. I'm delighted to see the set of options, but they are examples of tools. They're not actually proposals for use.
So
going back to Gordon,
working team
please,
B
because
proposals.
I really want to make sure Gordon is happy with what we try and do there. I have a problem with main proposals and then listing what are basically optional tools. So should we just subhead above that laundry list examples of or what? How do you want to approach it to make it fit with your group's needs, for example?
Now, that's an interesting question because looking at this now, I'm seeing there's really kind of two tools. One has only one member. And that's posterior. So that is a tool, as I see it, used by us to funnel information out to the ALSs so they can look at it. It's a syndication tool. So now we look at tools that may be two-way in character. You can say, you know, that we offer a Twitter group for you to talk to. That's fairly safe. Of course, we already offer email addresses for them to talk to. Right? So that goes along with that one. The conference pages on Adobe Connect Rooms are there for them to use, at least the Adobe Connect Rooms are there for them to use if they so choose. I'm not sure about the Confluence pages. I have to think about that one. But I can tell you that the communication method that my ALS at least would use to send information back to our RELO would be email. And it would be an email that is compiled by the by us contacts.
Understood, Gordon, but we also need to recognize that in Africa it's the exact opposite. That what they need is even the audio link capability in the Adobe Connect room so that, I mean, what we're trying to do is make sure that we're not giving offence to any by just listing these properly. Can I suggest the Confluence page is not probably an optional tool? I think, you know, if you are playing in our space, it's a primary source of communication and method of using and sharing information. So perhaps we can have under main proposals, we could have a primary facilitation tools or some set of words that work the way and stick Confluence under that. When we change some form of wiki to something else in 3 years' time, it'll be some other name, but right now it's Confluence. Then we have, as you suggested, syndication tools. So let's say they are syndication tools, dot, example, posterous. 3 years' time, there might be 15 dots under there. Don't know, don't care. Communication tools, subhead, dot, examples, right? And then put some of the others, including others to come. I'd be tempted at that communication tools to say communication tools, which may alternate with regular tools like email, right? And then say examples are the Twitters and the thises and the thats and the whatevers.
Just to follow up on that a little bit, my ALS may be a wee bit unique in that we meet regularly, we meet face to face, and the rest of that was certainly not true of the others. Every one of the ALSs has their own unique requirements. Mine is a one end of the spectrum, but I really want to hear just as much input as I'm getting from people at the other end.
At the risk of monopolizing, ISOC-AU, which is my ALS, primarily runs its discussions with its members on lists or SIGs. Okay, so we have, IPv6 SIGs, and we have various SIGs. Yes, we do meet face-to-face, but that's far rarer. Most of it is on list discussion. But our rather static, archival-based web page is proving a challenge for our operations in timely collection and discussion of information, even in the ISOC world. So even in the ISOC world, we're using their Cisco-sponsored tools to do that getting together and gathering of the SIGs and getting the information back. So you would think an ISOC chapter would have every conceivable feed running off whatever back end it had. Not the case. We're actually looking forward to having the interface so that we can actually use the Confluence style to assist us with our outreach and making sure that our members can, our individual members on our list can opt in to being updated on changes of pages when they happen and that sort of thing. So,
thank you, Cheryl. I'd like to move on to number 9 because Roman is here and Roman was going to speak also right about... No?
Not in this session.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. Presentation tomorrow from Roman to get it online. Okay, does anybody have any other comments about slide number 7? Dev and Darlene will decide
okay.
Who goes next.
Okay, fine. Just a clarification. I think I agree what Cheryl was saying, but is it that the proposal then be seeing subject to review by the proposed working committee of the technology review committee, right? So you have to include some wording to that effect, right?
Subject
to regular review, right? Because otherwise it's going to be static, right? So, all right.
Thank you, Dev. Go ahead, Darlene.
This is just a really brief response to what Gordon was saying, is that we cannot meet face-to-face for obvious reasons if you were listening to my presentation yesterday, because we have members in all the communities in Nunavut, and so we have, I mean, these tools would be very useful to us. Also, if you look at Gareth's group, Telecommunities Canada, we have members in each and every province and territory in Canada. So, I mean, again, these collaboration tools would be very useful to us.
Yes, Dev has one more point
right
here.
Now, yeah, thanks to Darlene for reminding. But remember, that's the idea behind the syndication tools. The idea is being that the ALS does not have to manually go and re-forward information received from ICANN, ALAC at large, etc. So that will be in the technology guide. That will be shown how to integrate it. So the idea will be like, okay, here's all you can your ALS can integrate the ICANN information immediately without your intervention, and that will be part of the guide. So I mean, face-to-face doesn't, I mean, you need some background. Otherwise, it'll be like, you'll be just looking at each other.
That's another follow-up. It was Darlene's ALS that I was specifically thinking about when I said somebody at the other end of the spectrum.
Okay, I'm going to go to one of our callers now. Jack has his hand up. Go ahead, Jack. Jack John, can you hear us? Maybe you're muted. Please press star 7.
Sorry, Adigo is saying that there's no one on the line, so we don't know who this person is.
Okay,
is someone using Jack John as a name?
Is there an a person, yeah. Jack Dunn, on... Okay. So, in the room here, Fawad, did you have your hand up? Okay. I think we're finished with items number 7. So we're going... Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do we need to keep the last line? Yeah, we... Do we need to keep the last line, order to come?
I'm sorry. Can the microphone's not close. I can't hear.
Yeah, I'm asking if you need to keep the last line, order to come.
I mean, the whole process is sort of a living process, so maybe we don't need that on there. But go ahead, Dev. What's your thought?
No, that's the, remember, that's the kind of what I was saying, subject to review, regular review by the technology review committee. Sorry, I'm trying to remember these acronyms.
Well, but others to come may refer to other proposals or ideas that haven't even been recommended for review.
That the technology review committee can propose and elect and then adopt as such.
I would prefer to, if we need to remove, and I'm happy to remove the others to come and have it integrated into the preamble sentence that you were defining, that what the standing committee does is this, and as new opportunities come up.
So you say that this time we have identified this.
So
Once that preamble sentence is in there, what we then can do, so that's in the main proposal, right? The main proposal is putting this whole new thing together, right?
Okay.
And giving it a charter and making it clear. Then we can say, identified to date are the following examples.
Okay.
And list them. Okay.
Or
okay,
rather
thank
than
you.
Saying main... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Darlene. Go ahead.
Sorry, Annalisa. Rather than saying main proposals, saying as what Cheryl just said, identified to date.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's move to the last, sort of the last slide, which is number 9, recommendation number 9. And on the left, I believe we also have a number 9 slide. So ICANN should strengthen its translation and interpretation processes. There we go. So those are the 9 recommendations on the left. So go ahead and read that slide, and then we'll take comments. Yes, Fawad.
Just for information, TP means translation policy. It's just short for translation policy. ICANN translation policy.
And we will put a footnote at the bottom saying that too. Cheryl, was that your hand up? So new language services policies that's been under wraps until this week. We haven't seen it yet. It will be announced this week. ALAC will be briefed. It's on your agenda. So when is that? Are there ALAC members here? When is that in your agenda? Since I'm actually not.
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yes, thanks. So what we have written up here is that there will be new language services policy that's going to be delivered by ICANN. We don't know yet when. Okay.
Actually, Christina Rodriguez will be with us this afternoon in the next session, and she can provide you a timeline of that.
Okay, and so if it does not happen before Thursday, then I guess my question would be, what would working team be like to put here on the slide?
I can tell you that the final language services guide will not be ready by Thursday.
Okay. Yes, Seth.
Thank you, Annalisa. But as I understand it, what Christina will be giving is, while not the details of the new policy, she will be giving enough of an outline that Work Team B should likely be able to complete its thoughts on this recommendation, and perhaps even more so if the Work Team prepares, you know, decides beforehand what it needs to see in the new policy. I'm sure she'd be fairly happy to answer questions regarding whether those aspects are included in it.
Okay, so and so she's coming to speak when to tomorrow?
No, as I understand it from Heidi just now, this afternoon.
Yes.
Okay, so so will the working team be members, the ones on the call and in this room, will they be in this ALAC meeting? Everybody? Okay.
Yes, it's the next session is the ALAC and Regional Leadership Working Session 2.
Okay, so what would be helpful then is if we think about this now and we prepare some questions or some ideas of what we're looking for, we can listen to Christina and then ask her questions. Yes, Seth.
And Annalisa, I just suggested the exact same thing with Roman's presentation tomorrow. You know, that's the time to kind of conclude those aspects of the recommendations.
Okay. So I since I'm personally actually not a part of ALAC, I wasn't necessarily planning to be in those meetings, but I'm here to facilitate that. And maybe I can be in the meetings, but I need to check my schedule, and right now I'm running a meeting, so I can't. So, okay, so can I hear from Working Team B members what you would like in the new language services policy? Yep. Go ahead, Fuad. And Fuad, if you actually want to take this, that would be fine.
No, I'm eventually going to be in the meeting from
I'm sorry, what, in the meeting?
Yeah, in that meeting where they're going to be presenting this today. So I can sit in for that.
Oh, thank you so much. So I think we need to hear from the members here what it is they would really like to see and hear in these language services policy, what the maybe three priorities that we can all be listening for during Christina's presentation. Yes?
I would suggest that, Annalisa, to be honest, the work Christina has done with the ALAC itself and at the ALAC and regional leaders meetings in the past have probably strongly informed what we will see in the proposed language services policy. Okay. We also need to consider that in the public participation committee meetings to date, I do not know about this meeting, but in those previous meetings, so up to date, you would look at around the room and see who in the ICANN community was putting forward or even being present in the room while this aspect was being talked about, and it was predominantly at-large ALS and ALAC members. So we've probably been more influenced on what we will see on the language services policy than we might be aware of. To that end, might I suggest that we put language together and then if there are some glaring issues, you can slot it in, that goes something along the following lines, that the work team recognise the ongoing, the previous and ongoing input by our community into the soon-to-be-released language services policy. It is a recommendation of the work team to the ALAC, however, that it remains diligent and continues to assess the success of and adherence to that policy.
That it remain. It's diligent that it remains. I'm sorry. What to the policy?
That it is diligent in mm-hmm. how. Sorry, I find it really difficult to talk while other people are talking in my ears. It's really.
Please, we're anyway, in the middle of a meeting. Maybe we can the keep it quiet for Cheryl. Thank
that,
you.
That the ALAC, we recommend that the ALAC is diligent in. I said it the first time.
It is a recommendation to the ALAC that it is diligent in how.
In how the language services policy is applied and adhered to and measure its success or its ongoing success. Because it's all very good saying it'll come out in 11 different languages, but if it only ever comes out in two, that's a problem. So what we're recommending is that we become watchdog on this very important issue.
So that is very helpful, Cheryl, so that basically what we hope to hear in Christina's presentation is feedback that's already been coming down from members in this room, ALAC, over the Mets. Go ahead, Seth.
Thank you, Annalisa. A couple of questions. One, Cheryl, would that come under the aegis of the standing committee being set up? No.
Absolutely not. That is an ALAC-wide job. It requires a clear nexus with the RALOs. The regions have people in the ALAC, and we have to have that as a committee of the whole piece of work.
And my second question, Annalisa, was when you're finished discussing the new language policy, the language services policy, there is an entirely different initiative that... I was actually reminded of yesterday in the LACRALO meeting that comes to bear on recommendation 9 whenever you're ready.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Number 9.3, I just wanted to cover implementation of translation policy. So we put working team B plus ICANN. Does that make sense on that left? That's how it's being done or taken care of.
I put the letters LSP and put the footnote that means it's the ICANN language services policy.
LSP, language services
policy.
Okay. So the next slide says thank you. And then, so I guess, Seth, go ahead and let's talk about that next initiative. Thank you.
Thank you, Annalisa. Very briefly, under Recommendation 9, I think another point that's in the process of being done that the work team could cite in its proposals would be vigilance watching, or however the work team wants to get involved, or if it wants to get involved at all, with the changeover in web-based translation tools that LACRALO is initiating, going from, well, actually, I don't know the current technology being used, but they're going to a Google. What is the one being used now, Dave?
Yes, it's currently the LACRALO email list uses a tool powered by SysTran, and what's currently in beta testing is a tool powered by using Google Translate as the back end for the translation engine. And that's currently undergoing beta testing.
Are you suggesting that we add a web-based tool from Google to our translations policy? Or we recommend that? And if so, I would need the spelling of that acronym.
What is the slide? If you bring back the slide for a second.
Oh, let's look at recommendation number 9 one more. This was an initiative that Seth is bringing up that was not on the slide. I think he heard about it yesterday from LaCarallo.
Okay.
So it's not represented on our slide yet.
I don't
know
if it's really a proposal, because it's not really a proposal. You can see we acknowledge that ICANN is as part of, you know, is looking to improve its translation tools.
Let's just put that in the report. For the recommendations you are making, it's a errata. It just doesn't, you know, it's not happened yet. It's not even tested, you know, it's, yeah. Yeah, okay.
But we do want to put it in there?
In the report, not in your...
Now, Cheryl or Seth, am I to understand that the report has, the format has been changed to slides? Or do we still have a written document report that's expected?
No, it's there's still a written document.
Okay, that's due Thursday.
No, the written document would likely come, will certainly come after Thursday, after San Francisco. I think on Thursday, if I am representing what the ALX expressed or summarizing what it's expressed correctly, there'll certainly be a slide, a very quick slide presentation of the proposals to be made and probably to make their lives easier, a Word document with all of them consolidated from all four work teams.
Okay, thank you, Seth.
Certainly.
Okay, so Dev has another, we're wrapping it up, but Dev has another comment.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Chair. This regards to the, well, Work Team D's, one of Work Team D's recommended proposals was the establishment of a policy schedule that will, you know, keep track of policies, upcoming policies. And the staff team that will be monitoring it includes the language services manager with the intention of the language services manager being able to monitor it and then allocate translation resources and so forth. One of the other proposals we have said is that the policies that are out for comment, that at the start of the comment period, must be available in at least English, Spanish, and French. So given that it partially touches on that recommendation, recommendation 9, thank you, is there any, should it be included in part of this work team B, left alone, or is it up to the ALAC to note the synergies and or differences?
Interestingly enough, in this morning's work team, one of the suggestions was that we need to make sure that even though your reports will come in sector by sector, it's going to be somebody's job to ensure that there is properly, it's properly integrated topic by topic and issue by issue. I would think, though, a small note on one of these slides recognising this particular part of the crossover might be worthwhile if you feel that's merited, but it's not really a recommendation. It's one of those things that you need to have. We can't just look at what Work Team A and Work Team B and Work Team D put out. We actually have to tie it all back into a report that's coherent against the original mapping of the ALAC review. So I think we'll capture it, but we need to make sure someone's captured the fact that we need to capture it.
Okay, thank you. So we're out of time, and we're going to wrap it up, and thank you very much. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Annalisa.
10 past the hour.